In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. It may be because I'm now teaching at the seminary, but I come to see almost every text now as for pastoral formation. That it's got to do with the pastors almost always first, and then maybe if we're lucky, I could find something in the text for you. There's a lot in here for you. But it is surprising, I think, that it's maybe not first or primarily for you. Notice how our gospel reading today begins. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. They were excited. They had just been sent out. They were able to finally get to practice some of the things they had been training for. And they're full of pride, not a boastful pride, but a joyous pride. They're actually getting to do the things they've wanted to do this whole time. And it worked. And then our Lord says to come away to a desolate place and get some rest. Because our Lord knows that the pastoral ministry cannot just be about the doing of the things. You've probably seen it enough. I know I've experienced it enough that we can and have a tendency to just run and run and run and do and do and do. And we will run ourselves out. We will burn out. And there needs to be this desolate place of rest. There needs to be a coming alongside and being filled again by what our Lord has to give his disciples. Your pastors need pastors too. But even in the midst of that, where they had been so busy, no leisure even to eat, and here they finally get to a bit of respite and retreat, even there, there's no rest. The people saw where Jesus had gone. And they wanted more. Now, you know what this is like. When our Lord gives you a little, you want more. Amen. When he gives you his word, you want just a little bit more. When you're singing a hymn that's only three stanzas long, you want just a little bit more. You want more the more you know what it is you're receiving. And when it's the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, you always want more. And so they come and they track him down. They find where he's gone. They've gone even into the wilderness, this desolate place, much like Israel following Moses out through the sea with the water standing on both sides. And you can imagine then the pride as the disciples said, look at what we were able to do. Look at what we did. They've gone through on dry ground and they're thrilled. But now they're in this desolate place. And Jesus teaches them. Notice that everything that our Lord does in this gospel reading today flows not from fear or panic or worry or necessity. It all comes from the heart of Jesus. It says he had compassion on them. That is, his heart went out to them. He saw them for who they are and for what their need was, and that he alone is able to provide for that need. They were, he says, as sheep without a shepherd. That is, sheep that knew they needed a shepherd and that hungered for a shepherd. They wanted a shepherd that would feed them, that would guide them, teach them all that we just went through in Psalm 23. That's what the shepherd they were looking for, and they found in Jesus. They said this is about, maybe at least first about, the apostles. The apostles at first wanted to be the doers. They wanted to go out and do all the things that the Lord had given them to do, which was great. But they needed to now learn that all of their doing needs to come first from our Lord's own compassion. Everything that your pastor, everything that the seminary is given to do, is to draw our men that are going out into these parishes back to the heart of Jesus. That's where they have to rest. That's where they have to look like a sheepdog at his shepherd standing there. His resting face is always towards his Lord, so that he could receive from him and from that give. And everything here comes from the heart of Jesus, from his compassion, as he looks out in all those sheep without a shepherd. By the way, that is why our Old Testament reading was the reading that we had for today, because there in Jeremiah, they were also sheep without a shepherd. Or maybe the problem for them was not that they didn't have a shepherd, but they had too many shepherds, and all of their shepherds were leading them astray. They were not treating them as the shepherds were given to treat them. They were not feeding them with the very word of God. Instead, they were feeding them with whatever dreams or desires or the things that were deep inside their sin-ridden hearts. Everything that their shepherds were giving them was to the shepherd's own profit. But our Lord, everything he does is to the sheep's profit, to the sheep's protection, the sheep's joy and satisfaction. So for Jeremiah, he is calling out the wicked and false shepherds and promising one that will come, this righteous branch of David, who is the Lord our righteousness. And he will gather, Jeremiah says, and he will feed them. Coming back to our gospel today, that's exactly what our Lord Jesus is doing. He gathers those sheep who have no shepherd in a desolate place, as though making a table in the midst of his enemies, so that he could feed them on green pastures. It is interesting that this whole feeding of the 5,000 we often think of in terms of a demonstration of our Lord's miraculous power. I don't think that's the point of this. I think you start to get the point of this when you realize here they are in the middle of the desolate place, this wilderness. There's nothing for them to eat. All they have are their 5 loaves and 2 fish, which, by the way, they brought for themselves. Remember, they're going off alone. And our Lord says, you give them something to eat. I said this is about the apostles, the ministers of the word, who are now faced up with 5,000 hungry mouths, and they're charged, you give them something to eat. They look inside themselves. They see 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they see absolutely no way in which they could ever possibly do such a task. Never could they serve in the capacity that the Lord has given them to serve. And they say as much. There's no way. How many loaves do you have? He says, 5 loaves, 2 fish. And then our Lord says, have them sit down in groups on the green grass. Groups is, I think, a weak translation. It's in Greek, symposia. I don't know if you've ever been to a conference that is called a symposia. It's really a fancy way of saying a drinking party. They're gathered in little drinking parties. You don't have drinking parties with just little itty-bitty scraps of fish or little crumbs of bread. You have a feast that's overwhelming at a drinking party. That's how our Lord gathers them. And then, what does he do? But he takes the 5 loaves, looks up to heaven, and he blesses them, and he breaks them. And then here's this, he gives it to the disciples. Remember, it's about these apostles that are going out to do the work of our Lord. They start off all excited about all the big things they've done. The people have actually listened to them. And now they're put into a position where they have nothing in themselves they're able to give. And they go to our Lord, panicked, and he gives to them from himself. And it's that they go and they give. And they feed all these drinking parties. And they go around and around and around, so much so that they've finally eaten. And what does it say? They all ate and were satisfied, filled up, no lack. Just like the psalm said earlier, I shall not want. The apostles learn in today's gospel that they have an awesome task ahead of them, and yet they cannot even begin to do it in and of themselves. But everything they give from the Lord who first gave it to them. So what's in it for you? Well, everything that the apostles give. All that comes from our Lord's heart, his compassion, is yours. You are the object of all that our Lord has desired in this story today. All of his compassion, all of his longing, all of his desire, it's all for you. This story, the feeding of the 5,000, is again, like I said, not just a miraculous demonstration of his power. It's a foretaste of what you're about to receive right here. It's the bread and the wine, the body and the blood. It's himself taken, blessed, broken, given, shed for you, that you too may eat and be satisfied, that your desires, your longing, your fears may all be taken care of, your sin atoned for. It all comes from the heart of Jesus. That's what your pastors are given to do. And it's for that you look to them. You don't look to your pastors to be in himself some sort of winsome, great victor or shepherd that is alone able to deliver you from all of the evil you find yourself in. No, you look to the hand of your pastor for the hand of Jesus. You look for Christ's compassion. You look to hear his word, to be taught even in the desolate places that we find ourselves in our own day and in our own culture. This world is a very desolate place, and yet our Lord does not leave us. He is the good shepherd. He has laid down his life for his sheep, and he has taken it up again, and he now gives it to you, so that as you eat and you drink from his body and his blood, as you hear again that great proclamation that your sins are forgiven, you rest now in Christ. You are satisfied. All that's his is yours. All that's yours is his. And together we find great joy having one shepherd, the Lord, our righteousness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.